Okay, this is the Amateur Radio Missionary Fellowship Net on the air from 1400 to 1600 Zulu, and we'll be here for the next couple hours. So we're on free flight mode on Saturdays, so no early birds. So we'll be here on 20 meters. We're directed net, and a group of Christian hams having fellowship on the radio, non-denominational. Anyone interested in this activity, please feel welcome to join us here on frequency. Arms group has been active for 69 years, beginning March the 2nd, 1957. Our motto is taken from the Bible and includes Galatians 6:10. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good unto all people, especially to those of the household of faith. And 1 Corinthians 1:9 reads, God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And 1 John 1:7 reads, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Feel free to share your favorite verse when you check in, and give us any other report that you may have, especially prayer reports. We take prayer seriously, and we build a list, and we keep it available for all to see in the chat room. And our, by the way, chat room is able to be looked at on our website at qsl.net/arms. That's qsl.net/Alpha Romeo Mike Sierra. Go there and you can check in even if you don't have a transmitter. Hey, you use the internet to be a part of our fellowship. The name here is Roland Romeo Oscar Lima Alpha November Delta. I'm located in southern British Columbia in a city, Coquitlam, just east of Vancouver, BC. Beautiful sunny morning here today. And just wanted to tell you that we're running close to 50 degrees already, going up to 64 to 65 degrees as it did yesterday. I think it made it to closer to 70 degrees yesterday. So gorgeous spring mornings here in southern British Columbia. And my transmitter is actually Victor Echo 7 Sierra Charlie Charlie. That's my club station, which I am remoting to from my apartment. And my personal call is Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha. I have given in the chat room my information, and I will share my message for the day from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. That reads, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men would count slackness and make fun of it, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So through repentance, we have faith, the wonderful gift of faith, and then we receive him as our Lord and Savior, and he gives us the very big promise of eternal life. So that is the bonus. So there you go. A little added commentary in there, but nonetheless, that is the truth of the matter. So as we continue on then with the Amateur Radio Missionary Fellowship Net here for the 25th of April, anyone else that can hear me, I've already got a list of six taken, put together, and looking for number seven. Over. All right, was there a light one in there? Come again. Okay, KA9TBU. Maury, I'm having a little difficulty hearing you there as usual, but let's see if we can make that work for you. KA9TBU is Maury. He's our faithful check-in here on the Amateur Radio Missionary Fellowship in the mornings. Maury, please go ahead and take your short time, over. Okay, Maury, I got verse 10. I got verse 10. So let's start over. Go slow and spell it out phonetically. Over. Okay, Maury, I'm going to have to switch SDRs, I think. Can anyone else relay Maury? Over? Over? Let me get another SDR, Maury. Let me just change gears here a little bit and see if I can go to Utah and see if I can pick you up down there because I couldn't hear you in Pennsylvania. So I'm going to go over to Utah number two and see if I can find you there, Maury. So just stand by while I dial that up here. Let's see. That'll be 307. And we'll see if we can hear you there. KA9TBU, Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha. Go ahead. Okay, I keep hearing verse 10. I keep hearing verse 10, but what's the book? What is the book for a chapter and book? Over. Oh boy, okay, spell it one more time. Okay, Hebrews 9 verse 10. Okay, Hebrews 13:10, over. Oh, verse 6, got it that time, Maury, got it that time. You came right up in the SDR, in QSB there. Verse 6, Hebrews 13:6, over. Okay, good job, Maury. Thank you very much for your patience and being there this morning for us. Over. Okay, very good. 73 and 99 to Maury. Okay, we got it, and we'll post that up in the chat room for all to see in a few minutes here. All right, that is a tough start for this morning, guys, but we're having fun on radio and fellowship, and that's all that matters. Tom, I see your verse there, and we'll get that posted as well, but I'm going to start down the list right now and ask Jerry if he is there. Let's see, K4RBZ was here, but we will just say that Jerry was in with 1 Peter 3, 5, RB Zebra, our friend Jerry with a G. We call him Jerry number one around here. And we're going to get that posted for you in the chat room for all to see. All right. Talking, typing all at the same time. It's a lot of fun. I think I have two SDRs open at the same time. I'm getting a double echo. I'm going to have to change that in a minute. You're not hearing it, but I'm hearing it in my headphones here. Anyway, 1 Peter 3:5, we'll read Let's see here. It reads very clearly that for after this manner in the old time, 1 Peter 3:5, I think I got it right. It reads that in the old times, the older women also who trusted in God adorned themselves being in subjection unto their husbands. Something doesn't seem right about that one. Sherry always has a very interesting verse, but that one is the most interesting I've seen yet. Chapter 3, verse 5. I'll post it anyway and say that that is exactly what he told us earlier. All right. Anyway, carrying on with the list here and looking for Stan now, who is third on the list. Stan, I got to tell him in the chat room because he doesn't have a receiver. Okay, Whiskey Bravo Zero. No, Whiskey sorry, let's start over. Stan is Whiskey. No, he's not even a Whiskey. He's a Kilo. Kilo Delta 6 Whiskey Zulu Alpha. I knew there was a Whiskey in there. Kilo Delta 6 Whiskey Zulu Alpha. Stan is going to take his turn in the chat room. Okay? I'm just trying to work through the list so we get these guys done before I start calling for other check-ins. All right, there stands. He says it's 38.8 Fahrenheit down in Coos Bay, Oregon. And it looks like a beautiful day coming up for him as well. 1 John 1:7 is his message, and it reads, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, hey, I just read that, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Stan, for that. And 73 is a 99 too in Virginia. Okay, there you go. That's taking care of the first two on my list here. And let's put that down there. That was 1 John 1:7 for Stan over there in Coos Bay, Oregon. And now Tom down at the Ham Fest in Des Moines, Iowa. Tom, give me a confirmation. Are you copying anywhere over? Anyway, Tom shared Romans 12:2, and that reads as it is posted here. Let's see, get this out of the way. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that your testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect. Thank you for Romans 12:2 there, Ron, and the Lord bless you as you share there at the Des Moines, Iowa Ham Fest. Folks, if you're anywhere in the area of Des Moines, Iowa, you're all invited to get over there and join Tom and maybe even Lou. I see Lou is up in the chat room now. Good morning to you, Lou. Do you have any copy on me? Are you at home or at the Ham Fest? N0CXY, VA7RA, over. Okay, very good, Lou. As you were a witness, I've been a little bit busy typing and talking at the same